This is a yacht portrait of the International One design, which is entitled State of Independence. It is part of the One design racing series I did for 10 years at the beginning of my career. This depiction of the International One design in a race were exhibited at Grand Central Galleries in New York. In an individual exhibition entitled Clear Rare and Snug Harbors. 10 years of painting every One design in existence, exhibited at the Mystic Maritime Gallery, Greenwich Workshop Gallery, Annapolis Marine Art Gallery, Kirsten Galleries, Colorado Historical Museum and Kettere Kunst in Hamburg. Portraits included everything from the smallest penguin to the larger America's Cup yachts. The International Class sloop was created by American yachtsman Cornelius Shields as he sought to create a new One design yacht for the Amorita Cup series of team races between Bermuda and Long Island Sound. While in Bermuda one spring, he looked at a Bermudian 6-meter, the Saga, owned by Kenneth and L. Don Trimmingham, and knew instantly that he had seen the prototype of a racing class boat. Inspired by the beauty of the 6-meter yacht and its performance, Shields envisioned using it as the basis of a One design racing class that would have the advantages of both limiting the upwardly spiraling costs of yacht racing and putting competing crews on an equal footing as far as equipment was concerned. Shields commissioned Saga's designer builder, Bjørn Ars of Fredrikstad, Norway, to develop plans for a One design version of Saga. He negotiated with Ars to reduce the size of the Saga's design to produce a 33 feet, 10 meter, racer. The cost of an IOD in 1936 was $2,670. Sails, spars, running rigging, cradle, insurance, and shipping charges from Norway were included in the price. With the backing of the enthusiastic Shields, the boat was quickly adopted by the top racers on Long Island Sound. The first of the initial order of 25 yachts was delivered at City Island, New York in December 1936. I finally arranged to sail her the week after Christmas, the first time anyone had sailed an international, recalled Shields, many years later. I don't think I've ever had a more joyous day on the water. The wind was from the northeast, light in the morning and then stronger at midday, so we had a chance to try her out under a variety of conditions. The boat was a delight to handle, and balanced perfectly. I felt great satisfaction at this. The planning and hope and care hadn't been in vain. The internationals quickly spread. Bermuda took delivery of 7 in January 1937. The next year's fleets were established in Marblehead, Massachusetts and Northeast Harbor, Maine, followed by fleets in Norway and Cowes. During the war, legend says that Ars buried the construction jigs to protect them during the Nazi occupation. After the liberation of Norway, construction resumed at Fredrikstad with boats going to San Francisco, Sweden, France, Oyster Bay, and Cowes. Fiberglass construction was introduced in the 1960s with great care taken by the class to ensure that the wood and glass yachts could race on an equal basis. Today, there are 12 fleets racing around the world. Bermuda, Norway, 2 fleets, Fredrikstad and Tonsberg, the United Kingdom, St. Moores, Falmouth, Sweden, Stenungsund, Canada, Chester, Nova Scotia, New York, 3 fleets, Larchmont, Manhattan, and Fisher's Island, Maine, Northeast Harbor, Massachusetts, 2 fleets, Marblehead and Nantucket, and California, San Francisco Bay. Most recently, IODS were the first class awarded International Classic Yacht status by the International Sailing Federation, ISAF.